Jimbo, where are you?
Good afternoon, Todd. Welcome to the northeast of England. We're standing on the banks of the River Tyne. We're about 50 yards from the first place that John Wesley preached in Newcastle. And we're standing outside a nightclub, would you believe?
Very cool.
So we're here, and we've got a nice young man called Robert, who's happy to talk to you, Todd. He's a DJ, would you believe, in one of the nightclubs down here. And he's no religious background other than the fact he was brought up broadly as a Roman Catholic. And he's ready to talk whenever you are.
All right, but we can't do that until we get your website address.
livingwatersEU.com.
Excellent. Boy, I'd love to talk to you more about where Wesley preached, but let's get at it with Robert the DJ.
This is Robert the DJ.
Alrighty.
Okay, Todd, here you go.
Hello, Todd.
Robert, how do you do?
Not too bad. How are you?
Robert, can I make a confession to you?
You certainly can.
The music that is played in nightclubs in Europe, I don't understand it. It's that techno electronic sound, and
yeah,
I don't get
techno,
it.
Techno electro stuff, very good.
Yeah, what am I missing? How come I don't like it?
Probably because you're not from England.
Yeah, that could be.
If you were from Newcastle, you would think it was absolutely fantastic.
That's true, but, isn't it? The music that you grow up on tends to be the stuff that you like just because you were raised as a child hearing it all the time.
I was grew up on like Motown and stuff and like funk and stuff like that. So I like a bit of everything, really.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to transition this conversation into the realm of the philosophical, okay?
Cool.
We just decided that cultural things maybe don't translate to other cultures because we're simply not used to them.
Yeah.
Do you believe that that also holds true for philosophy or for religion? That it works in one culture, but it doesn't work in another culture?
I think it's right, but I've always believed it's the way people grow. It's the way you're brought up. If you're brought up around something, you obviously think it's right. But if people are brought up differently, they'll think it's not right, if you know what I'm saying. It's just the way you've been brought up.
I agree with that.
If you're brought up in a Catholic situation, whether you'll be Catholic and you'll understand it, but you won't understand like the Muslim side of it, or if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
It's just the way you're brought up, I think.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what though? It still doesn't resolve the question: is it right?
Is anything right? If I say something's right and you say something's right, and we could be totally different ways of thought about it.
Well,
I could be right, you could be right, but it could be totally
depends.
Different. You know what I'm saying?
If you're talking about electronic music in a nightclub,
yeah.
one of us would, you know, there's maybe no right or wrong. It's just a preference issue. But there are definitely things that are either true or false.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to make a statement. I happen to be a Christian. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make a statement. I believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to get to heaven.
Yeah.
Now, that statement, now I could believe it simply because I'm from America and I grew up in a Christian home, although I didn't, but nevertheless, and that could be my motivation, but it still begs the question, is that statement true?
That's a very, very good question. I was brought up in a Catholic family. I've always believed if you do the right things, help people out, then you know what I mean, you will go to heaven, whether you're Catholic, Christian, or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
If you go about life doing the right things, making the right choices, then you will
right.
end up going to the right.
Now
you
that
die,
statement is either true or false. Regardless of the fact that you grew up in a Roman Catholic home, the question is still: is that a true statement? Is that a correct worldview?
Yes, I think it is. Definitely.
Okay. All right. I want to challenge you on that statement, all right?
Come on, then.
And while I challenge you on that, I'm going to try to build my case that Jesus Christ is the only way, and brace yourself for this, Robert, the Muslims are wrong, the Buddhists are wrong, and the Hindus are wrong. You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. You said that you get to heaven by being a good person.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to try to make the case that you are not a good person. You ready to go?
Yeah, cool.
All right. Here's the test that we're going to take. It's the Ten Commandment test.
Okay.
We're going to see if you're good by giving you a test to see if you've kept all of the commandments. How do you like that idea?
That's cool, yeah.
Cool. All righty. Let's start with number one. Do you remember the first commandment?
I haven't got a clue, mate. You have to refresh your memory.
All right, here we go. I am the Lord your God. You will have no other gods before me. So the God of the Bible is the only God, and he should be the primary affection of your life. Has that been true for you?
It's not true for me, but it is. It's not true for me, no.
Okay, so you've broken that commandment.
I don't believe that.
All right. How's about, have you always honored your mother and father?
Yes, definitely.
So you were never naughty when you were a little boy?
No, I didn't say I was never naughty. It's just that it's all about learning, isn't it?
Well, that's true.
I was never naughty knowing that I was being naughty. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you did too.
After I'd done something naughty, then I'd realize it was naughty. I wouldn't, you know that. No one's perfect. You've got to learn, haven't you?
All right, Robert. So every time, so they only had to tell you one time that you should do something, and after that, you always did it. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Yeah.
Dude!
There might be a hint of a lie in there, but no.
Which brings us to another commandment. Have you ever told a lie?
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right.
Every day.
Okay, so Robert, if I told lies, you would call me a...
Liar.
Liar. Have you ever stolen anything?
I've stole something, but not without telling somebody that I've stolen it. I tell them after I've stolen it, if you know what I mean. I haven't, like, pinched the car or anything like that.
Well, that's kind of you that you told them that you stole from them. So you're a thief also, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, get ready for this one. This one might just take the laughter right out of you. Here's what the Bible says. Jesus said this. You've heard it said, thou shalt not commit adultery, but I say... If you look at a woman with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You've never lusted after a woman?
I've lusted after a woman, but I've never done it. I've never lusted after a woman that's already taken. If you know what I mean.
Well, it doesn't make any difference if she's married or not. The idea is that God sees your thoughts.
I have committed adultery loads of times, many times.
Yeah, yeah, because you're normal. You're just like the rest
of
us. Okay, so, yeah, because you're a DJ, it's probably pretty rough. By the way, I've got to tell you something, dude. What's it called? Freak dancing? It's very sexual, the dancing, is it not?
Dancing's like, it's whatever state, if you're in a happy mood, it's like, and the music's touching in a certain way. I don't seem to dance in a way, it just flows out of you. I don't try and dance a certain way.
Yeah, but isn't there a lot of physical contact between a boy and a girl these days?
Oh yeah, loads.
Yeah, so that's very. So it goes beyond lust. That's very sexually driven, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Robert, should we take a look at the test results?
Yes. I bet you have failed. I've desperately failed.
Uh-huh. Because you've confessed that you're an idolater, that you disobeyed your parents, so you're rebellious. You're an adulterer. Yeah. Have you ever taken the Lord's name in vain?
Not on purpose.
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So you're a blasphemer, you're a liar, you're a thief. Okay,
yeah.
Robert, you said that you'd get to go to heaven if you were a good person. This is not looking good for you, young man.
I'm going straight to hell, I think.
Well, let's just be serious for a moment. Let's say that it's true and you die and God judges you. And he does know your thought life, and he knows everything you've said, and he knows everything you've thought, and everything that you've done. What else should he do with you?
Forgive me.
Why would he do that?
Because that's what God does. He forgives people.
Why does God forgive people?
Because he's supposed to understand every situation.
He does.
If you understand the situation I was in when I was committing them. Sins, you'd understand to forgive me because I wasn't. There was no malice about it. It was just what I had to do at the time.
Yeah, you know what, Robert, that just doesn't fly. It really doesn't. I mean, imagine what. So God's going to say, when you were lusting and you were dancing like that, I understand. I'm just going to let it go. That doesn't. It just doesn't work that way. Our motive is kind of insignificant. If we've lied, if we've stolen, if we've lusted, if we've blasphemed, if God is just, he must punish you, right?
Well, if that's the way it's going to be, yes.
Okay, Robert, do you remember what we had kind of a twofold task here in front of us? I said, we're going to see if you're a good person, and I'm going to prove that Jesus Christ is the only way.
Yeah.
All right. If it's true that you and every Muslim and every Buddhist and every Hindu and every person on this earth has lied and stolen and dishonored their parents and lusted and blasphemed, God should send everybody to hell. He should do that, because that would be the right thing to do.
Yeah, if that's what he's got to do, he's got to do it.
All right. Now, have you ever heard John 3:16 before?
No. Okay. I don't know what you mean, but I don't know offhand.
Okay, here's what John 3:16 says, all right? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that's Jesus, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Here's why Jesus is the only way. God should send you to hell, but because he's kind, and to demonstrate his kindness, and to demonstrate his love for you, a sinner, Jesus came to this world, died on a cross, taking the punishment that you deserve. God should thump you for your sinning, but so that he could satisfy justice and demonstrate his kindness, Jesus Christ lived a perfect life, died on a cross, took the beating you deserved so that you can be forgiven and go to heaven. And that's why Jesus Christ is the only way, because he's the only way your sins can be forgiven.
Okay,
a Buddhist can't get his sins forgiven unless he repents and puts his trust in Jesus. A Muslim can't, and you can't, unless you respond to the good news and repent. Do you know what that word means, Robert?
No, you can explain it to me if you want.
All right, it's a biblical word. It means you agree that God is right and you have been very bad. You apologize. You turn from your sins. You forsake your sins. And you put your trust in Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what repentance means. And God says if you'll do that, then he can forgive you because Jesus Christ paid your fine.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus is the only way, dude.
Oh, I think you've turned me. I think I'm going to go about. I think I'm going to start going to church and stuff.
Well, that's a cool thing to do, but church isn't the big issue, dude.
Okay.
This is about you and God, face to face, doing business.
Okay.
So here's what I challenge you to do, Robert. You got some hours left in the day, all right? Think about this. This will be a big challenge for you today. In the privacy of your own heart, think about your sins. Okay? Think about all the times you lied and lusted and dishonored your parents and blasphemed God's name, shook your fist at God, and it should start to scare you when you think about what he should do for you.
Yeah.
But then think about what Jesus Christ did on the cross, and that should break your heart. And then you should call out to God, tell him how you feel, put your trust in Jesus, and don't stop talking to him until you know that he's forgiven you of your sins. That's my challenge for you, dude.
I'll definitely take it on board, and I'll have some food, think about it, and I'll probably end up crying by the end of the night. You're scared me, actually.
Well, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's okay to be afraid, but let me tell you this, though, Robert, this is important. Don't repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ just because you're afraid of going to hell, okay?
Yeah.
You should be afraid of going to hell. But you should turn, repent, and put your trust in Jesus because he's been so kind as to save you from hell. There's a big difference. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard, yeah.
All right. Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
I know a bunch of people will be praying for you.
I know.
All right.
I hope they are. I need praying for.
You need saving, so you need to pray to God, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right. See you, young man.
It's been lovely talking to you, Todd. Thank you.
Goodbye. Stop that freak dancing. Until next time, go serve your king.